In a dystopian technological realm full of confusion and disarray, three heroes emerged with a message to the masses. The year was 2004. Googlebot struck first, scorching the SERPs. The webmasters fought back, but the battle was brutal and decisive. When the smoke cleared, the webmasters were divided and defeated. Until now, a resistance has started, and the bots have been answered. Tune in to join the resistance, and learn to fight the good fight, and claim your place in the SEO world. From the minds at Mind Development and Design, welcome to the Mind Your SEO Podcast. Be prepared to unlock the secrets of Google rankings, and dominate your competition with the knowledge provided by your SEO guides, David Brown, Mark Boyd, and Russ Randolph. Mind Your SEO.
Welcome to Mind Your SEO Podcast. I'm David Brown, joined today by Mark Boyd and Russ Randolph, who will be joining me all the time. Hi, Mark. Hi,
hey,
Russ.
How's it going?
Good, good.
I feel very conjoined right now.
Great.
How's it going, guys?
Good, good. Well, this is a very new podcast. In fact, this is our very first episode, so stay tuned. We will have many more podcasts to come. We're planning on releasing a new podcast every Thursday this year, moving forward. Today is the 15th, or I should say the 16th of February, or January. Good Lord. I'll get this the hang of this podcasting thing again. For those of you that do know me from SEO 101, I am the guy that coined the term SEO 101 way back in the day. I started the beginning SEO podcast with Brian Mark circa 2005-ish, somewhere in there. And we later brought on Carolyn Shelby and changed our name to SEO 101 because it made a hell of a lot more sense than the beginning SEO podcast, which, not to confuse us with SEO 101, Brian, Carolyn, and I are all out and about in the world doing our own things. I am a partner at Mind Development and Design, and Mark and Russ are both in the SEO department with me, and yeah, that's where we're at right now. So any questions about that? There is another SEO 101 podcast that is on Webmaster Radio. Those guys took over when we didn't have the time to do it anymore. Guys at Webmaster Radio do a great job. They put together some great podcasts. So go ahead and give them a listen anytime we don't have the content that you guys are looking for. We're going to try and keep this all at as beginner-ish level as we can so that everybody can understand it. If you have more high-level questions, please feel free to ask them in our Ask a Question section on undoubtedly one of the longest URLs in the SEO space, minddevelopmentanddesign.com, and that's spelled out exactly as it sounds. So that being said, we will have an Ask a Question section there. If you have a question about your website or how we can help you out, if you don't have the money to pay for an SEO guru to come in, take a look at your site, feel free to ask us a question. There's no charge for this. And as an added bonus, which is going to embarrass the hell out of me, back in 2007 or 2008, I was flown down to a studio in Utah and created an SEO 101 video series, which if you Google SEO 101 videos, you'll probably find it. I believe it's, I don't even know what our domain is, SEO 101 training videos. We will have those up for free. You guys can download it. It's 3 hours of yours truly ranting and raving in front of a camera. Not really ranting and raving, but I will say it is free. You guys can download it. You can watch it. If you go to the website, it says $97. Get it off of the Mind site. It'll be free. We're going to be crashing that site here in the next month or so. Some of that information, as you guys know, Google updates their algorithms. Some of that content is no longer valid. A lot of the core concepts and ideas are still valid and things that you should take into consideration. So watch, ask questions. I have no idea because I can't stand watching myself on screen at all. It makes me physically uncomfortable.
So is that why you subject the rest of us to it?
Yes. No, there really is a lot of great content in there for beginners if they want to have a good understanding of what they should be doing, or, oh, I've read this on this site and da-da-da. There is a lot of SEO misinformation out there. That's part of the reason why we've decided to start this podcast. We want to be able to show people the good, and we are practicing white hats. We do fully understand the black hat realm. We've done a lot of stuff in the past, which if you ever get us drunk at one of the conferences, you'll probably hear horror stories about or war stories about, which goes for just about any of the old, I'm not sure if I'm a relic in this industry yet or not, but this is my 16th year doing this. Boyd has been working with me for 4 years. Russ is the newbie, so he's probably going to ask some of the noob questions. He's only been doing this for about 6 months as an independent contractor prior to coming on board full-time with us at Mind. So that being said, Boyd, we should probably tell a little bit about each other. There was plenty about me, more than you probably cared to know about. Boyd is a rock star, or a musician, rather. Why don't you talk about yourself for a minute?
Well, how deep do you want me to go outside of SEO?
At least 8 inches. I don't care. Go as deep as you like to, man.
Well, I started off, really, I've been in marketing slash advertising in some way, shape, or form since I finished school at LSU back in 89. So if you're a relic, Dave, then I'm a veritable antique. I spent time in radio, had a lot of fun years in that, but after the Telecom Act of 1996, I got out of it because that basically homogenized everything. Big business came in and bought radio stations, and I really didn't want to be under their creative control because there's very little creativity in big business as with regard to radio like that. So I kind of bowed out of that, but stayed in marketing and really got into SEO. I started getting interested in it before you and I started working together, Dave, but it was when you and I started working together that you really opened up my world to it. And I became really enamored with how internet marketing and traditional marketing can work together. I mean, there are certainly different forms of traditional marketing that are not nearly as effective as they used to be, but most of your traditional marketing now, they're just telling, it's just a means by which to drive people to your website anymore in most cases. And I really got interested in how those two things work together. And then the more into it I got, the more fascinated I got with SEO. And then you and I started working together, and I'm now sucked in completely because it's just an incredible world. And it's really fascinating once you understand how it should work, and you see how people are doing it wrong. It just makes you feel that much better about helping them to do it right, because we've had numerous clients that have come to us at Mind that got into penalty, and we got them out of penalty, and it feels good to be able to do that. But I'm an SEO geek by day, and I do play music by night. I enjoy it. I'm in the process of recording an album that's going to be released here in March with my good friend in Louisiana. We call ourselves World Famous Nobodies. It's going to be fun, and heck, we might even be able to use some of that as theme music for the podcast at some point.
Nice plug.
I'll have my people get in touch with your people, and we'll do lunch.
That sounds great. Yeah, excellent plug. And I would also like to give a quick thank you to John Bailey Crumpton, the man of 1,000 voices.
Yes.
The gentleman that's introducing us at the beginning, we were being smartasses putting all this together. He was a great sport, great guy. We knew him before he was famous. He's done, if you've watched any blockbuster over the last couple of years, when it says coming soon on Blu-ray and DVD, that's the same guy that did us. So the same
My
guy
favorite
says,
one is tonight on Fox. Not
just said our names, so that's pretty freaking cool in a geek world, right? I'm excited. As I'm sure Russ is. Russ stays excited so he doesn't have to get excited. Russ, you want to give us a little background? You've only been doing this for 6 months. You are new, but you and I have known each other since, what, 1987? When we were just young lads.
Yep, it's been a long time. We've been friends for a long time, and I know you've been doing this for 16-plus years, and I'm fresh, I'm new, I'm a rookie, but I've been around it for being around you. I've been around the SEO, and I'm excited. I'm learning tons, and I'm excited to help Mind and fight the good fight.
Help our clients, yeah, fight the good fight. That's just an intro, man. We don't actually talk to them later. Anywho, thank you for that. Yes, and so it is great having Russ on the podcast as well, because a lot of times I get overzealous and I start talking at too high a technical level and nobody understands the techno babble coming out of my mouth. And for me, it really does make me sit down and take a minute. How do I explain this to somebody that's only been doing this for a little while? And 9 out of 10 times, that's where our clients are coming from, or they're coming from a place where, well, this SEO guy we had got us put into penalty, and he said, you know, we need to get 97,000 backlinks in the next 6 months. For those of you that don't know anything about SEO or are confused about it or have questions, if you talked to me back in 2005 to 2007, yeah, if your number one competitor had 100,000 backlinks and you had 12, we need to get you up there as quickly as possible. And we'd simply buy links. In fact, I actually got to sit on the panel at Search Engine Strategies, sit in and watch the panel. I was not on the panel. It was Greg Bozer, Todd Friesen, Matt Cutts, and I can't remember. Maybe it was Vanessa Fox was the fourth person. But it was the paid links are evil session. At that point, that was Google coming out and saying, if we catch you doing this, we're going to put you in penalty. For any of you that don't understand what being put in penalty is, that's if you have a website that ranks for a certain term, you're on the first few pages, and you're checking to make sure that you're not on Google personalized search, but you're on the regular Google search, and you're showing up, and you hire a shady SEO company, or you go to Fiverr.com and buy 60,000 backlinks from the Philippines that are delivered within 24 to 48 hours, and all of a sudden, you're on page 100 for your main term that brings in traffic and converts and makes your money so you don't have to go back to work doing whatever it was you were doing prior to. That's a penalty.
The moral of the story is don't buy links from Fiverr or any places like that.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of people that do that just for negative SEO, which is something we can get into. We can actually have an entire episode on negative SEO. I've used it successfully before, because while we do not do black hat SEO for our clients, we do have to understand it to know enough about our business that if it is happening to one of our clients, we can quickly identify it and help them out.
Absolutely.
So I had a D-bag that was messing with me once, and he ranked for D-bag, his profession, in his local city the following day. So it does work to an extent, but as soon as Google catches you doing it, you'll be put in penalty. So do not do that. It's not a good idea.
Google, 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 Google. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these commercial interest endorsements.
Hey, this is Mark Boyd from the Mind Your SEO podcast. You know, there's no worse feeling than someone telling you how bad your website looks, how hard it is to navigate, how busy and amateurish the design is, how, like Bono, they still haven't found what they're looking for. Well, very few businesses know that feeling because people are nice and they won't tell you. They just won't stay on your site and they won't come back. And if there's a problem, you'll only know because your traffic is low. Many of you are making do with a website that you know fits this description, but you don't think you can afford something better. Wrong. Out of Sites from Mind Development and Design will give your site the sharp, clean, professional web presence you need. And you don't have to be a technical genius to put your own fresh content and blog posts on there, because it's WordPress and we'll show you how to use it. Seriously, we'll show you. Build your own contact forms with ease. Block spammers with a Kismet, probably the best filter there is. Get more love from Google with the Yoast SEO plugin and cutting-edge RDFA. something your competition probably doesn't know about but will by year's end. And before I forget, Out of Sights are responsive design. They'll look great on any device from PC to smartphones. Ditch those mobile sites, people. They're old news and Google doesn't like them. You want your website to look sharp like Joe Jackson, to navigate well like Lemmy, to get found like Rebecca Black, and to have responsive design so you get better response. Visit minddevelopmentanddesign.com or call 717-517-8383 and talk to one of our way cool, groovy, out of sight people to find out how to make your business out of sight.
Mind your SEO.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services. They've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
Glad you stuck around. We are too. Now back to the Mind Your SEO podcast from the minds at Mind Development and Design.
Okay, so you've met everybody on the podcast, Russ, Boyd, and myself.
We are the trifecta, are we not?
We kind of are. So you guys have a 30,000-foot overview of what we'll be covering. We'll be talking a lot about our Ask a Question section, so please do go in and ask questions so we have something to talk about here. We'll be talking about the algorithm updates, what's black and white and red all over, a dead panda, or a dead penguin. I can't remember. Anywho, the penguin updates, the panda updates, these are all Google algorithm updates. The hummingbird update, which we're very excited about at Mind because we've been working a lot with RDFA for the last 2 years. And those of you that don't know what RDFA is, it stands for Resource Description Framework and Attributes. It's a lot like the old days of Jerry's Web or Yahoo in its early days, where you could put 10,000 keywords in your keyword meta tag and rank for just about everything. That has not worked for several years. And here's a quick deal for any of you that are listening that have a website with the keyword meta tag up. Get rid of it. Google has not read that meta tag since 2008. And the lead algorithm engineer for Microsoft and or Bing, which, quick side note, you guys know what Bing stands for?
But it's not Google.
Yes. the lead algo engineer there says they only look at the keyword meta tag to determine whether or not you are a spammer. Keyword stuffing your meta tag.
The amazing thing, too, is that there are SEOs that are still telling you you need these things. And there are SEO plugins that, on depending on what web platform you're using, there are SEO plugins that still may have a space for those things. And for any of you that are looking at that and thinking, well, the space is there, I need to be filling that in. No.
Don't.
No, absolutely don't do the meta tag.
There's a lot of bad information out there. I'm new, so I'm constantly researching, reading, and I'm seeing tons of contradictions. Dave will tell me one thing, which is gold to me, and then I read contrary on these, different blog posts and stuff, and it's really easy to get bad info out there.
There's plenty of it.
Very easy to get sidetracked, and if you're putting all your eggs in one basket on somebody's podcast, blog posts, anybody can start a blog in about an hour and a half. It doesn't take long to build a site. WordPress is probably the easiest one. You can get a $10 domain from GoDaddy, do a one-touch install or one-click install, and you're up and running putting crap out on the internet, which is not absolutely true because they read it on a website where somebody hasn't updated it for 5 years and, oh, this is gospel. No, it's not. So as these algorithms change and the updates come about, we do our due diligence. We study them. We understand the who, the what, the why, the where, the when, what needs to take place. So we'll be covering the algorithms, their updates, and the best practices according to Google. You'll hear us talk a lot about Google, and the reason being, I was a Yahoo fanboy back in the day, and I, you know, I've been wrong several times before. I'll probably be wrong once again. When Google came out, there's no way these guys are going to be any bigger than Yahoo. That's just impossible. That's never going to happen. I stand corrected, obviously. Google is the largest search engine in the world, and they also own the second largest search engine in the world, which is YouTube. A lot of people are not aware of that.
A lot of people don't know that.
So the traffic between those two can be the make or break difference. And I also want to throw this out there real quickly. Anytime we do anything or any consulting or we talk to anybody about their sites, we don't give two craps about the traffic. The traffic is great. We can hire people from all over the world to go and click links and send traffic to your site. That does not mean that you're going to convert selling your blue widget or your green widget. You're not going to make a dime. Much like people you see, brand new website pops up, they start a Facebook page, they go to Fiverr and buy 10,000 likes for their company page. They're all out of the Philippines or India or China or this or that. Those are all fake, they're bots, it doesn't matter, and if that's what you think you need to do to make yourself important, then you're really not taking your business seriously. I would rather have 50 people that actually love our company, like our site, and have lower numbers than go out and spend $5 on Fiverr and have 10,000 people so that we can pretend to be. That's not the old fake it till you make it. That's totally fake. So
yeah, you're basically getting a bunch of worthless likes. You get a bunch of people liking your page who don't care about your page. As you were saying, you know, I'd rather have 50 people who will actually be engaged with what I'm putting up there for my business than to have 10,000 people, and something I think that a lot of businesses don't think about when they get sucked into that game is they're creating a problem for themselves that they're going to turn around and come down on their webmaster or whoever they have in charge of this for them. They'll say, well, we've got 10,000 likes. How come nobody's commenting on our Facebook posts? Well, because nobody cares.
Because bots don't know how to read and comment effectively. So, or you get comments like, this is great. My wife and I read this blog on a regular basis, and it is awesome. And please give us more good infos. And thank you very much, and have a nice day. Okay.
Favorite ones are the ones that I get on my music blog when I do a review of an album that I like, which is usually something crazy like Dillinger Escape Plan or some kind of, you know, just wild noise. And I'll get a spam comment that says, you have, it's always not in complete sentences, so they probably wrote it in a native language and put it through Google Translate, which does not always give you complete sentences when it translates. And so I've got this review of a loud, crazy album, and somebody's saying, I was very impressed by your content. I think that I have been enriched by it. My wife and I will be bookmarking your site.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll count on that bookmark. We'll be the blue guys in the corner holding our breath, waiting for you to come back and read next week's blog post.
Yes.
So, anywho, we're going to talk about the algorithms, the updates, the best practices, and we're going to be talking a lot about RDFA this year. Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the Internet, came up with Resource Description Framework in Attributes. Not Al Gore, for any of those that actually believe Al Gore came up with that.
Al Gore invented everything.
Right. And Sir Tim Berners-Lee sits at the head of the W3C. He is a very intelligent guy. And the Hummingbird update, which we will get into in probably our very next podcast, I would like to talk about that. This is Google's affirmation of, yes, we are moving to the social semantic web, or what will end up being called Web 3.0. This is very important. This is how do you handle your Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, LinkedIn, any of your social media work, those sorts of things, FOAFs, friend of a friend, those types of links do play into, if you're putting stuff out there and nobody cares about it, then why would Google care about it? So we've got a lot to talk about that. We're also going to do a section that we used to do in SEO 101, which I loved a lot, the Action Corner. Once a podcast, or every podcast, we're going to have an Action Corner, something that is viable that you can do today. If you are not already doing it, you should be doing it. And it's very simple. Within 20 to 30 minutes this week, so here's this week's Action Corner. I suppose I should have pitched that a little bit better. I'm rusty. I haven't done this for about 2.5, 3 years. So please bear with me. But this week's Action Corner item is your Google Plus profile. Now, I don't know about you guys listening to this, and I don't know if we're even going to have 10 listeners or 50 listeners or what. Who knows? Maybe someday we have fanboys and this gets, you know, 20,000. Who knows? Who cares? Here's what happens. Google Plus, Google is adamant that G Plus becomes a social media website. They have done many things which will help you out, and there are several studies out there now. Conversion rates are improved, things of this nature. You will probably know what I'm talking about with this statement. If you've ever done a search for something in the form of a question or something, what are the best ways to do ABC or XYZ or PDQ, you will see people's pictures in the organic search results next to the title, the blue link across the top. And it'll say, this is Joe Blow, and he's in 10,023 circles, and here's his picture, here's the link to his article. That is also a form of social semantic web. So that is the authorship portion of the RDFA that we include on everything that we do for our clients. Everything that we do for ourselves, those sorts of things. I think I can't even remember what the search term is because it's the last time I blogged and it was a year and a half ago. So I'm also going to try and blog once a month as well as doing these podcasts, which you can either look forward to it or not. I don't care. I'm not much of a blogger. I do much better on the podcast when we have something to talk about. I can explain it in a pretty good way. Kung Fu Panda versus Penguin, you'll see a picture of yours truly doing my typical Dr. Evil pinky to the corner of my mouth, which Jan Bristow says, quit picking at your teeth, Dave. It looks goofy. Just get a toothpick. That's Dr. Evil. He's never seen it. very funny to me. But that is something that you can take care of very simply. So what you do, and you've probably read these before, article, any random article, you get to the bottom and it says about the author, plus Sarah or plus Bob or plus Ken or whatever, that name is a link back to their Google Plus profile. By putting that anchor texted link in your authorship bio, that is how you get your picture to show up. And granted, you have to have a couple of people that have you in circles. I haven't looked at mine in quite a while. I think I was close to 900 or 1,000 last time I looked, people that had me in circles. So when I post something, they do post my picture. If you have two or three people that have you in circles, your picture probably won't be posted. I know last year we did a little small survey against all the people that we had worked with, and it seemed to us, this is not a definitive answer by any stretch of the imagination, but 33 to 34 people, once that many people had you in a circle, you would start showing up. And that was with personalized results turned off. So for the Action Corner today, if you do not have a Google Plus profile set up for your company, please do go set up a Google Plus profile. Put your picture in it. Don't put up a picture of a puppy or a kitten or anything like that. Google will not put those pictures up. It's against their terms of service. They will also not put up a group picture. If it's a picture of you with five of your buddies out at a bar at the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl, which we're going to kick San Francisco's ass this weekend.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. So I am in Seattle. Everybody else, and Russ is just south of Seattle, and everybody else is over in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Amish capital of the country. Actually, we even have a client that used to be Amish, so there's that. Not in the Amish Mafia or anything. So, anywho,
nothing that cool.
Nothing that cool. Correct. but all of that being said, that's one thing that you can do very quickly. And I do know, you know, some of the other RDFA things that we've been doing for our clients, like getting the 5 gold stars, things of that nature, price points, whatnot, 33% higher click-through rates, guys. It completely throws the Harvard and MIT heat map study, the Golden Triangle, out the window if you can be in third position and do that. So we have lots to talk about. This was just an introductory podcast. It's a lot of, fluff. I apologize for that. There is an action item for you. Please get your Google Plus account set up. If you have any questions about it, hit us up on the website in the Ask a Question section. And for the minds at Mind Development and Design, this is David.
This is Mark.
And this is Russ.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, remember, turn on, tune in, and rank.